Borrowers here in the U.S. may still be feeling a sense of relief with the cancellation of some or all of their federal student loans, but about 8 million of them could be in for a nasty surprise. They may have to pay tax on all that debt relief depending on what state they live in. NPR education correspondent Corey Turner has been looking into all of this and joins us now. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so what kind of tax are we talking about here, and where exactly will borrowers be affected?
We are talking about state income tax in as many as seven states: North Carolina, Indiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and California. Yeah. And to give you a sense of the potential cost here, this is hypothetical, but for folks who get $10,000 in student loan relief, it could mean an extra $300-$500 in taxes. And for borrowers who qualify for more relief, the higher end of relief, it could mean closer to $1,000 in taxes, which could be quite a hardship for some
folks. Yeah. Okay, so borrowers might be on the hook for state income tax, but not federal, right?
Right. The federal government used to tax student debt relief, but last year Congress changed that. Through 2025, student debt relief is exempt from federal income tax. The challenge, though, Elsa, while most states base their income tax on federal rules, they don't have to. So in North Carolina and Indiana, for example, state leaders simply decided they want to keep taxing canceled student loans. The other states on this list are a bit messier, though. They either don't follow federal tax policy or are really out of date and just don't have this tax exemption on their books yet.
Okay, well, how likely is it that some of these states are going to scramble to change this?
I think it's really likely, especially in a place like California. The leaders of the state legislature there tweeted earlier today, quote, "Rest assured, one way or another, California will not tax federal student debt relief." But to be clear, the clock is ticking. Since states need to figure all of this out before people start filing their taxes. And, you know, in many states, legislatures, they're not going to be back in session until early next year. Arkansas is a great example. The state's tax agency was really emphatic with me, just making clear just because current policy in Arkansas suggests debt relief is taxable doesn't mean it will be taxed. Huh? But they're really in a kind of limbo until the state legislature comes back in January and officially decides, what do they want to do? You know, we could see something similar play out in many of the states on this list.
Yeah. Okay, well, in states that do decide to tax student debt relief, what do borrowers need to know right now?
Yeah, and this is where this really kind of maddeningly confusing story gets maybe the most confusing. In the before times, when borrowers did have to pay federal income tax, they were sent this form. Okay, it was called a 1099-C. And not only did borrowers get it, but state tax authorities also got it. So basically, everybody knew who had gotten debt relief and who was on the hook for income tax. But this time, because there won't be any federal income tax, the U.S. government isn't sending out these 1099-C forms, not to borrowers and not to state tax authorities. So I've been asking states, you know, without getting this federal form, how will you know who owes state income tax on their student debt relief? And the answer appears to be they likely won't know. And that really puts the burden on borrowers to know they're on the hook for this state income tax and to proactively pay it.
Yeah.
But to end on this, Elsa, I talked to several tax experts who really warned me that lots of borrowers may not end up paying, not because they're trying to commit tax fraud, but because without that 1099-C form, they simply may not know they need to do it.
That is NPR's Corey Turner. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome, Elsa.